Now to two members of the Senate Judiciary Committee who will be questioning Judge Roberts about his record. We're joined by Senators Charles Schumer, Democrat of New York, and Jeff Sessions, Republican of Alabama. Welcome to you both.
Great to be with you.
I'd like to ask you first, both for a brief appraisal of this nominee. First, Senator Sessions.
I'm very, very impressed with John Roberts. I think he's impressed, really, Democrats and Republicans alike. He is one of the premier attorneys in America before he went on the bench 2 years ago. We've had a full aggressive hearing when he was nominated for the Court of Appeals, and his background was examined carefully. He did have three no votes in the committee, but eventually was confirmed by the Senate unanimously on the unanimous consent. So I think the president has tried to seek a nominee that meets his standards of being faithful to the Constitution, while at the same time having a nominee that has support from Democrats and others.
Now, Senator Schumer, you were one of those three no votes that Senator Sessions just referred to back in 2003. What are your thoughts about this nominee now?
Well, there's certainly no doubt. I agree with Jeff. He has a great resume, and he's an outstanding lawyer. But the number one question that affects the American people when you nominate a Supreme Court justice is how are his views, his judicial philosophy, his method of legal reasoning going to affect them? And the fact of the matter is we know very little about Judge Roberts in terms of those views. We have to ask Judge Roberts many questions on so many different issues: First Amendment, establishment of religion, his views of the Commerce Clause, his views of the right to privacy, how he thinks the federal government can legitimately affect laws on the environment or voting rights or civil rights or workers' rights. These are the most fundamental questions, and whether the nominee went to Harvard Law School or Utah Law School matters less than how they're going to rule when they get on the court.
You mentioned the right to privacy there, and I'd like to ask you about that on the question of abortion and the language that John Roberts used in a brief that he co-wrote during the first Bush administration. He said, "We continue to believe that Roe was wrongly decided and should be overruled," but then before your committee back in 2003 referred to Roe as settled law. Senator Sessions, is this something that needs to be clarified?
Yes, I think a nominee's philosophy needs to be examined. One way you do that is look at their record, the respect they have from judges and attorneys they practice with and against, and do their actions and their professional performance indicate a respect for law and the appropriate analysis that goes into making judicial decisions. So I think that's good, but the idea that we would be pressing him to suggest how he might decide individual cases is clearly wrong, because it would undermine the independence of the judiciary. One of our great beliefs in America is that judges are supposed to consider the briefs submitted to them, analyze the facts, talk with other judges and their law clerks, and then do research and make decisions, not making decisions in a judiciary committee room by being forced to commit to a certain approach to law before all the facts of the case come out before them.
Senator Schumer, would you say that is fair game, actually, to ask Judge Roberts how he would decide individual cases?
Well, you can't ask about specific individual cases. You can't ask him how he might rule on Enron. That's a specific set of facts that might come before the court in future years. But you certainly can and should ask him his views of corporate ethics, and ask him his opinions of previous decisions that dealt with corporate ethics, and ask him what might make him overturn those decisions, if anything. So you can really figure out what he's doing, and that's your obligation. Sure, there are a lot of lawyers in Washington who have practiced with Judge Roberts, and he might be on the Supreme Court. They're Democrats and Republicans, and they're going to say yes. Not a single Democratic senator has yet said they'd support Judge Roberts, and I'm surprised that all the Republicans are jumping to it. We should go through these hearings. We should learn what his views are. And when people say they don't want these questions to be answered, then you wonder, maybe they know something that you don't about what the nominee is, and maybe his views are decidedly unpopular.
Well, let me just say that, under the Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Justice Breyer, both Democratic confirmed judges on the Supreme Court, they steadfastly refused to be lured into speculating about their opinions. Now, you can ask a number of questions that give revealing insight into how a judge approaches the law, but the closer you get to actual concrete cases that may come before them, We wouldn't want, after he's read the briefs and all, the judge to conclude differently than he told Senator Schumer in the committee. Senator Schumer feels like he has an obligation.
Yeah,
he has a commitment.
I'm not going to ask him about any specific fact situation.
Well, you can ask, but he's got to be careful what he answers, or it will infect the process.
Breyer is twofold. First, they had long and extensive records. You didn't have to ask many questions. You knew what they felt on a lot of issues. And second, and this is really important, President Clinton consulted in an active and real way with the Republicans in the Senate before he chose them. He bounced the names of both Breyer and Ginsburg off Senator Hatch and other Republican senators, and they gave him readings on them after they did their research. Not a single Democrat was asked by the president or his people about Roberts. And therefore, we're going to have to do lots of our questioning at the hearings.
Senator Sessions, I want to ask you one last thing. When Judge Roberts was before your committee in 2003, he said that he doesn't feel comfortable with labels like an originalist or a textualist in terms of how he interprets the Constitution. And I wonder if that's a concern for you, whether you might prefer someone with a more clear-cut, concrete, conservative judicial philosophy.
Well, sometimes you would think you would like to know precisely how they fit in some philosophical framework, but the truth is, I believe one of the other nominees one time said that they thought that you should be a fair constructionist. And I've always thought that was the best answer I've heard. Fair means you consider original intent, plain language, other factors that go into making a decision, and should not be placed in a strict framework of how you're going to analyze every case. I think that may be too much to ask of a nominee.
Senators Jeff Sessions, Republican of Alabama, and Senator Charles Schumer, Democrat of New York.